Now we head to Northwest South Dakota to check in with the Lemon School District Superintendent Steve Books. Thanks for being here today.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
What can you tell us about positive COVID-19 cases and back to school? How are they intersecting in Lemon?
Currently, this week was a tough week for us. We have been pretty isolated here over the course of the summer. I think we had a few cases in late summer and then nothing after that. But this week, we have seen four cases of staff members, primarily isolated at our elementary school. So it was decided over the course of the weekend and this week that we have closed our elementary school until the 8th of September.
Give me an idea of what happens next. And specifically, I want to talk about contact tracing and the quantity of testing that you think you might need to bring those students back to school. What are the plans ahead? How are you balancing your decisions and opportunities and obligations?
Well, I'll tell you, we are working closely with Department of Health. We have investigators, I guess we call them, looking at our situation. By closing when we did, we were well within that 14 days. I believe we were more than 14 days when we got our first positive. So moving forward, the desire would be to, when we start back on the 8th, that we would have given that illness time to end for those positive people. And then basically we're just going to keep conversations going with the Department of Health. They've been very helpful in tracing these students that might have been impacted. So
we have seen areas, you know, whether there was an outbreak at Smithfield or in Huron or with nursing homes, where the Department of Health has conducted wider spread testing. Any thoughts about, you know, when you're bringing people back in, is there enough testing going on, in your opinion, to do that safely or to move forward safely?
Well, I do know that one in particular individual was turned away. They weren't tested because they weren't direct contact. They were concerned, obviously, but they were turned away from our clinic and were not going to be tested. So I think our local clinic and the hospital near us is doing everything they can to test appropriately. We're not requiring or asking our staff to do mass testing or sensory testing, as they call it.
Give me an idea. You said you're working closely with the Department of Health, and I'm wondering if you're working with other districts as well. Are you talking to other superintendents? What is that circle of communication been looking like?
Currently, well, let me back up. When I was creating my plan here for Lemon, I had several superintendents within the area, you know, surrounding area that I did communicate with, just asking what they were doing and having some kind of an idea of where to start, because we're all in this unknown right now as to what's happening. So prior to any outbreak that I had several conversations with other soups. But now everybody has their own plan based on what they're experiencing, and I am working more with the Department of Health investigators at this point. Just those conversations that we're having, you know, we're on a first name basis right now in Lemon, but they're helpful in as far as what we do next, and they're great at offering advice and saying, you're doing absolutely everything you need to do right now, so keep doing that. And so I think we're just talking with those experts, if you will, is important. So
yeah. Superintendent Steve Books from Lemon, thank you so much for being here with us today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Lori. Have a good day.